Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. The Interview is probably the most famous movie you might never be able to see. The dark comedy had been set to open in theaters across America next Thursday. But this week, Sony Pictures Entertainment canceled the release of the film, following threats from a group of computer hackers. The Interview stars American actors James Franco and Seth Rogen, who was also one of the film's directors. The two men play television reporters who win an interview with the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Before the reporters leave for North Korea, U.S. officials ask them to kill President Kim during their visit. They agree. North Korea was not pleased with the movie. It began to publicly object in June. The government called the film an act of war that it would never accept. It said there would be merciless retaliation if it was released. Then, in November, hackers attacked Sony Pictures Entertainment. A group calling itself Guardians of Peace broke into Sony's computers. It stole and released tens of thousands of emails, as well as employee information and other sensitive company material. It also leaked several Sony movies before their release dates. The hackers released a number of emails among Sony Pictures officials about President Barack Obama and major Hollywood stars. These seriously embarrassed the company and led to public apologies. On December 16th, the Guardians of Peace followed the hack job with online threats against theaters that planned to show The Interview. It warned people to stay away from those theaters and to remember September 11th, 2001. Seth Rogen and James Franco had already withdrawn from publicity events for the film. Early Wednesday, a large number of major theater companies said they would not show the film during the holiday season as planned. Some said they would not show it at all. Hours later, Sony Pictures canceled the release of the film. It said the safety of theater employees and moviegoers was most important. Sony also said it was the victim of an unprecedented criminal assault against our employees, our customers, and our business. It condemned the effort to suppress the movie and added, "We stand by our filmmakers and their right to free expression." There also may have been financial pressure to pull the movie. The holiday season is important to Hollywood earnings. Many film studios release their biggest, costliest productions over the Christmas and New Year holiday weeks. A threat of terrorism at movie theaters could severely affect movie attendance and ticket sales. Most people inside and outside of Hollywood have criticized Sony's decision to cancel the release of The Interview. Actor Ben Stiller tweeted, "Really hard to believe this is the response to a threat to freedom of expression here in America." Actor Steve Carell tweeted, "Sad day for creative expression." Comedian and talk show host Bill Maher tweeted, "Is that all it takes? An anonymous threat and the numbers 9/11 to throw free expression under the bus?" Actress Mia Farrow also commented on Twitter. "Bad guys won," she tweeted. This week, U.S. government officials said investigators have linked North Korea to the cyber attack. American officials said they consider the incident a serious national security matter. And they said the Obama administration is considering a number of possible ways to answer the attack. North Korea has repeatedly denied involvement. The United States and its allies have already ordered economic restrictions on North Korea for its nuclear and missile programs. These sanctions have deeply hurt that country's economy and left it isolated from the rest of the world. However, it also means there are not many more tools of punishment. It's hard to predict what will happen to the interview. The dispute, cybercrime, and resulting public anger may lead to huge ticket sales later, or a major online audience if the film is streamed. The movie may have gotten the best publicity possible. I'm Katie Weaver. Do you agree with Sony's decision to cancel the release of the interview? Do you think the Sony computer attack may affect movie making in the future? Let us know. Post your comment on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Words in this story. Interview, noun. A meeting between a reporter and another person in order to get information for a news story. Retaliate, verb, to do something bad to someone who has hurt you or treated you badly, to get revenge against someone. Embarrass, verb, to make a person, group, government, etc. look foolish in public. Isolation, noun, the state of being in a place or situation that is separate from others. Audience, noun, a group of people who gather together to listen to something, such as a concert, or watch something, such as a movie or play. The people who attend a performance.
If you use Facebook, your friends might have posted an update saying Facebook is not permitted to violate their privacy. The message says, "The content of my profile contains private information. The violation of my privacy is punishable by law." UCC 1308-1308-1103 and the Rome Statute. You may wonder, what is the Rome Statute? Experts say it does not matter. According to the website Snopes, the law just doesn't work that way. The website investigates commonly accepted information and tries to learn if it is true. Regan MacDonald is the European policy manager for a digital privacy rights group called Access. She agrees with Snopes. She says, users may be able to adjust how much control they have over their information and photos. But, she says, Facebook's terms of service clearly state the company mostly owns your data. Sean Murphy is the CEO of PrivateGiant.com. He aims to limit the ways online companies can use people's private information. Mr. Murphy says the way companies use people's information is creepy. He says, "Just recently, I was listening to a new streaming radio service. I had put in preliminary information just to log in, and one of the ads served up had my name. Sean is an IT guy, and that was super creepy. I deleted it and never wanted to use it again." Mr. Murphy says there are two kinds of online services. The first kind promises to guard your private data and never use it. But Mr. Murphy says that protection is going to cost you. That's their business model. They're marketing your privacy, he said. The second kind offers a huge number of services for free, like Facebook. But Mr. Murphy says users should ask themselves why the sites are giving so much away. They're grabbing your information, he says. From that perspective, if the service is free, you're the product, and you should be expected to be used as a product. Facebook's Terms of Service Agreement claims the license to use any data you post, including images. Matt Steinfeld is a spokesperson for Facebook. He pointed out that license is not the same as copyright. He says, "When you post content on Facebook or any information, you own that content. We have to have your legal permission to share that content. In other words, while you are a member of Facebook, you agree to let the company use your data. During that time, Facebook asserts the legal right to do almost anything it wants with your information. Mine it for details about you, use your images for marketing, or provide your data to advertisers. In fact, selling data about you is a major source of revenue for the company. But if you delete information, you take it with you. Facebook has no further right to it." And Facebook spokesman Matt Steinfeld says, "Your specific identity is never shared." He told VOA, "We show ads on Facebook without telling an advertiser who you are." The legal line between license and ownership can create unusual results. For example, lawyers for Facebook argue that parts of your data, the things you post, are trade secrets. Privacy expert Reagan McDonald says that idea is interesting. It means what is your personal data, what is supposed to be yours, Facebook is claiming intellectual property rights over, she says. Of course, Facebook offers different layers of privacy. Users can select who can see and share their posts. Governments in some countries also offer additional protection about what Facebook can do with user information. For example, users in the European Union have the right to request that Facebook provide everything they have ever posted, said, or done on Facebook. That means people who want to leave Facebook permanently can keep all their data. Some governments are also discussing whether users should have the so-called right to be erased. In other words, users could ask for all their data and online activity to be permanently removed. I'm Ashley Thompson.